Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Well, today we are going to dive back into the book, Poems of American Patriotism, written by Brander Matthews. Today, we will read again two poems, the first one being about the Civil War, with the poem Sheridan's Ride, written by Thomas Buchanan Reed, and then we will time travel to World War I with the poem America's Welcome Home, written by Henry Van Dyke. Now, there isn't any real reason why I picked these two poems. Nothing happened in my life to make me think of these poems, but I did read through the table of contents, found these poems because they sounded interesting, read them, and thought they weren't too bad. I always find reading poetry interesting. I always think that with a poem, each line should always rhyme with the next or every other, but I do recall learning in a literature class that there are many ways to read poetry. So hopefully I'm reading these poems as intended. If I'm not, I still enjoy the challenge of trying to figure out how to read them. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Sheridan's Ride. Up from the south at break of day, bringing to Winchester fresh dismay, the affrighted air with a sudden bore, like a herald in haste to the chieftain's door. The terrible grumble and rumble and roar, telling the battle was on once more, and Sheridan 20 miles away. And wider still those billows of war thundered along the horizon's bar, and louder yet into Winchester rolled a roar of that red sea uncontrolled, making the blood of the listener cold as he thought of the stake in that fiery fray and Sheridan 20 miles away. But there is a road from Winchester town, a good broad highway leading down, and there, through the flush of the morning light, a steed as black as the steeds of night, when seen to pass as with eagle flight, as if he knew the terrible need, he stretched away with his utmost speed. Hills rose and fell, but his heart was gay with Sheridan 15 miles away. Still sprung from those swift hoofs, thundering south, the dust like smoke from the cannon's mouth, or the trail of a comet sweeping faster and faster, foreboding to traitors the doom of disaster. The heart of the steed and the heart of the master were beating like prisoners assaulting their walls, impatient to be where the battlefield calls. Every nerve of the charger was strained to full play, with Sheridan only 10 miles away. Under his spurning feet the road, like an arrowy alpine river, flowed, and the landscape sped away behind, like an ocean flying before the wind. And the steed, like a bark fed with furnace fire, swept on with his wild eye full of ire. But lo, he is nearing his heart's desire. He is snuffing the smoke of the roaring fray, with Sheridan only 5 miles away. The first that the general saw were the groups of stragglers, and then the retreating troops. What was done, what to do, a glance told him both. Then, striking his spurs with a terrible oath, he dashed down the line mid a storm of huzzas, and the wave of retreat checked its course there because the sight of the master compelled it to pause. With foam and with dust, the black charger was gray, but the flash of his eyes and the red nostrils play. He seemed to the whole great army to say, I have brought you Sheridan all the way from Winchester down to save the day. Hurrah, hurrah for Sheridan. Hurrah, hurrah for horse and man. And when their statues are placed on high under the dome of the Union sky, the American soldier's temple of fame, there with a glorious general's name, be it said in letters both bold and bright, here is the steed that saved the day by carrying Sheridan into the fight from Winchester 20 miles away. America's welcome home. Oh, gallantly they fared forth in khaki and in blue, America's crusading host of warriors bold and true. They battled for the rights of man beside our brave allies, and now they're coming home to us with glory in their eyes. Oh, it's home again and home again, America for me. Our hearts are turning home again, and there we long to be. In our beautiful big country, beyond the ocean bars, where the air is full of sunlight and the flag is full of stars. Our boys have seen the old world as none have seen before. They know the grisly horror of the German gods of war. The noble faith of Britain and the hero heart of France, the soul of Belgium's fortitude and Italy's romance. They bore our country's great word across the rolling sea. America swears brotherhood with all the just and free. They wrote that word victorious on fields of mortal strife, and many a valiant lad was proud to seal it with his life. Oh, welcome home in heaven's peace, dear spirits of the dead, and welcome home ye living sons America hath bred. The lords of war are beaten down, your glorious task is done. You fought to make the whole world free, and the victory is won. Now it's home again and home again, our hearts are turning west. Of all the lands beneath the sun, America is best. We're going home to our own folks, behind the ocean bars, where the air is full of sunlight and the flag is full of stars.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.